This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While a lot of people are probably going to be taking Friday off, the 4th of July being tomorrow, a Thursday as it is this year, the good people at the Bureau of Labor Statistics and those of us who cover them are going to be hard at work because Friday is Jobs Day for the June Unemployment Report, which serves as the setup for today's installment of our series, I've Always Wondered. Your economic questions, our answers.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer. By brain work and blade work.
Hi, this is Jonathan Gruber from Davis, California. And I've always wondered, is it possible that economic numbers can be manipulated? What would someone have to do to fudge key numbers nefariously? Thanks.
Excellent question, Jonathan. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on it.
The idea that someone could manipulate the unemployment rate, GDP growth, or inflation numbers for political or financial gain seems unlikely.
I don't know of a documented case where that has happened, outright fraud, where you're making up the numbers, violating basic mathematical rules in the United States.
Notre Dame historian Tom Stapleford says in the old Soviet Union or China in recent decades, official economic statistics have been fabricated to fit some party or leader's five-year plan. He says here in the U.S., presidents have sometimes tried to shape how government statistics are calculated to deliver better numbers and boost their political prospects.
So you could have an official agency choose a definition for a statistic that matches a perspective of a particular group or a political party.
For instance, President Herbert Hoover was accused of undercounting unemployment so the economy wouldn't look so bad during the Great Depression. Labor leaders accused President Franklin Roosevelt of underestimating the cost of living to keep wages lower during World War II. Now, there is one documented case of a president trying to secretly manipulate the Bureau of Labor Statistics itself. The Bureau puts out the monthly jobs report, tracks wages and inflation. For this, we go inside the Nixon White House to a secret tape made in the Oval Office in which President Richard Nixon tells Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman in an anti-Semitic rant that he has enemies in the BLS.
There's a Jewish cabal.
Now, the audio is pretty hard to understand, so we asked researcher Ken Hughes, who works with the tapes at the University of Virginia, to explain what Nixon was saying here.
A Jewish cabal, Jewish conspiracy, economists at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, whom Nixon imagined were toying with the unemployment rate to make him look bad.
It was the summer of 1971, and Nixon was up for re-election. The unemployment rate had fallen, seemingly good news, but the BLS referred to the change as a statistical quirk. Hughes says Nixon then ordered Haldeman
to count how many Jews there were in the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and he forced a reorganization of the Bureau.
Senior officials were transferred. BLS press conferences were canceled. And what about today? Could a president or political appointee get away with such meddling? Erica Groshen was appointed by President Obama in 2013 to run the BLS.
If I had tried to do that while I was there as commissioner, I know with certainty that the first people to turn me in would have been the employees of the BLS.
Groshen says security safeguards put into place after the Nixon administration now protect the integrity of data gathering and analysis. Political appointees like the Secretary of Labor can't even see economic reports until they're ready for release and can't comment publicly until afterward.
It would be very difficult to manipulate that process because it would be very noticeable. All the people involved in it have background checks, they have training, there's checking and rechecking.
Politicians might try to manipulate the message around government economic data, but it's really hard for them to manipulate the data itself. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.